The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And talking about police, there's one police officer who's taking the WA government to court because he doesn't want to get the jab.
Yes, this unvaccinated cop has launched legal action against the state government's vaccination mandate. Lawyers for Senior Constable Ben Falconer have lodged an application for a review of that direction that requires police to be jabbed. The clock's ticking on this one. Wednesday is the deadline. WA police need to have had at least one jab by then, or they're not allowed in police stations or in vehicles. Bit hard to do your job if you're not able to do that.
What about horses? Are you allowed to ride a police horse?
That's a good question. Is a police horse classed as a vehicle? I don't know. We'll get on to that. Anybody caught breaching the direction will be fined $20,000. So it'll be interesting to see how this case goes in the Supreme Court, because obviously it would have ramifications for other industries. We have seen court challenges to mandates over East that have fallen flat.
Yeah, so. Well, surely they've seen the Clive Palmer example. There's a bloke with millions and millions of dollars trying to challenge the WA government's health orders around the pandemic and failing time and time again. So I don't know what makes this cop think that he's going to be any different.
And I don't understand why you would be so adamant to not get vaccinated.
Yeah. And what are the optics of it as well,
you
know, as
a police officer? Scientific research.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that already billions of people have already had it, it's just crazy to me. We'll wait and see.
Look at this Omicron. You've got two people in Sydney who are positive with that. They're both double vaxxed and asymptomatic. It's working. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.